You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Remember Jimmy Buffett, Margaritaville, legendary singer, the song, the chain of restaurants and resorts? There's an estate left behind after he passed away, and that has become the subject of a bitter battle between Jimmy Buffett's widow, named Jane, and the co-trustee of Jimmy's estate. And they are now suing each other over control of the $275 million fortune. So a petition filed in Los Angeles on Tuesday revealed that Jane Buffett, the widow, in the midst of an unsolvable rift with a guy named Rick, who's the co-trustee, she accuses Rick of mismanaging the trust, failing to act in her best interest, despite the company being paid $1.75 million last year for their services. So there's a company in charge of it. She says they're mismanaging it. The filing says Rick belittled, disrespected, and condescended Jane, Jimmy's widow, in response to reasonable requests for information she undoubtedly was entitled to receive. Again, they're both sort of part of that money. She just wants to know that it's being spent right, being managed right. And she's been given a hard no on all that. So Rick's attorneys filed their own suit, claiming that Jane had interfered in ways that have cost the trust financially and she should be removed from the estate, yada, yada, yada. It's Jimmy Buffett. Passed away from cancer in 2023, was married to Jane for 46 years. Rick, by the way, is in charge of the estate as a co-trustee, someone that Jimmy left in charge of things.
Was she co-trustee. Was she a trustee and he was a trustee?
Yeah,
they're both co-trustees.
They're co-trustees, but she's asking for transparency on how that $275 mil is being managed, kept, whatever. And so now she's had to get legal against this guy. They're supposed to be business partners, I guess, in the estate.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like all best interest and all that.
Huh.
So it's
well, I think she gets a say. It's a 46 year marriage. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. That says something.
Yeah,
so,
it sure does.
Yeah, it's just kind of they're suing each other over control of that thing. Why it was left up to two people, that's up to Jimmy. And Jimmy's not around to talk about it. So, what a non-chill way for a guy whose whole vibe was, you know, flip-flops, cheeseburgers, chill.
Mm-hmm.
And to have this happening, I don't think he'd be very happy at this time. NHL Stanley Cup Finals got going last night. Overtime goal lifts the Oilers to a thrilling Game 1 win over the Panthers. Oilers get it 4-3, Game 1. Tomorrow night, Game 2. That's going to be in Edmonton before the series shifts to Sunrise, Florida for Games 3 and 4. Tonight for NBA action, Pacers at OKC for Game 1 of the NBA Finals. And finally this morning, the friendly skies. Indeed, passengers battling over those little air conditioning vents on a plane. You know when you reach up and you turn the thing and then does it move? Do I point it? And then you get a blast of chilly air sometimes. So despite the vent being directed solely at him, and I will tell you, usually on the Airbuses or the 737s, they're pretty accurate. Like, Jen, you've done the air vent thing. Like, when you point it away, it's a narrow beam of air. So the seatmate did not like the communal air conditioning system. The situation escalated when the person in the next seat requested hot water for the flight attendant to warm himself, using the heat to put against pulse points on the body. So now they're being a little dramatic. Putting the hot water against their wrists and stuff, putting it on pressure points and pulse points. I'm trying to heat myself. I'm freezing.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So, yeah, it got a little bit physical. Ended up having unwanted confrontation.
Oh, the drama.
So I don't know what is the deal. Like, you don't want things to get into a fist fight.
No, maybe they could have changed the seats.
Exactly.
But here's the thing, and I'm guilty of this. Judge me or don't, whatever. But if somebody's coughing, sneezing, whatever, I'm turning the vent on and I'm directing that air so I push the germs back at them. Like, if somebody's like coughing behind me, that vent's going on and I'm turning it so it's take your germs back. I don't care. I'm like, you know, I want to keep that airflow going back that way.
Does that sign, if someone sneezes, doesn't that 800 mile an hour particles coming at you? You think the little vent's going to stop that, Jan?
Oh, yeah, well, that's going to stop it, Janet, really.
That's why I always, any time of the year, travel with a scarf. So I've got an instant mask to protect
me.
Like
a babushka.
Pretty much.
Can't you get a travel bubble?
I wish. I would use it. I'm not kidding you. If there was a travel bubble that was socially acceptable, this girl would be in it. I would absolutely.
So would I, though. Yeah. I don't like germs either. I would
skip the socially acceptable part. Would you wear it? Just a clear plastic sort of body covering with a little thing. Darth Vader your way through the whole flight. It'd be great.
Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to. All right. So I can no judgment. Nick, I can definitely see how that, like, people get mad. Like, they feel like their space is their space totally. Like, if you're on a flight where it's bright and somebody asks you to shut a shade, if they can't see their TV or their screen in front of their seat, some people will get so offended about, like, shutting the shade because the person, you know, if it's a long flight. It's kind of all you have to do.
I've been in that situation where I'm like, hey, would you mind? And usually, like, yeah, sure, I don't care. Slide it down. So I don't think I've ever had someone flip out about simple stuff like that.
I feel like I have won the lottery when I get three like people in my row. Doesn't matter what age, but they're all kind of like, I'm going to be to myself. I'm going to just stay in my personal space. You know, they share the area. They're very considerate of each other. It's like, that's when I feel like I've won lottery.
Three little Janets.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you just want a plane full of you. Sounds perfect. No judgment.
Yeah, we work with people.
Just like-minded. They don't have to be like me. Yeah.
Oh.
Just perfect.
Just going to sit there, stare straight ahead like putty. And
no,
get through
I was,
this next 3 hours.
The best two people I've ever sat next to on a plane was this couple, these two guys. And I thought I had my plane routine down. When they pulled out their self-care routine before the plane took off, did their moisturizers, did their eye patches, had everything, moisturized their hands, took out their water. I was like, I love you. And they shared their self-care routine with me. I was, and they put socks on. Like, took their shoes off, put their compression snuggle socks on. I was like, you know. Yes.
How long was this flight?
It was 2 hours, but, you know.
It's a lot of prep for a two-hour flight.
Jeez. Nick, it was so amazing. They had snacks. I was like, I just want to be adopted by the two of you. Yeah.
Chilled cantaloupe. Guys. Yes, please.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. With the little picks so they don't have to touch it. Had like little... Like the,
we're in your flying paradise, weren't you?
Oh my gosh.
I did.
I forgot how Janet is. I haven't flown with her in a while.
She's, you have to come on a plane
she's
with
a
me,
handful.
Louise.
There's rules.
There is rules. I don't know why Nick sat alone.
But Nick sat alone.
Nick
took the middle seat.
Riding solo, though.
No, what was the one time we flew? I got to the airport early.
We were going to L.A.
I was wandering through whatever connection terminal, maybe Chicago or something like that, and I noticed there was an earlier flight, and I inquired about switching.
And didn't text or call your friends. Didn't say, hey, by the way, I'm jumping on a
different you guys
flight.
Were slow.
We were getting pizza. It was
Chicago.
Hungry.
Exactly. Yeah. And I saw there was a quicker way to get there.
See
and
you
so
later. Bye.
I
there was
switched
Nick.
To Roo.
Yeah.
And got there like hours ahead of me.
Yeah, but
ditched
I got
isn't
to
the word
I
was using.
The entertainers.
You got to travel with strippers.
We had literally a complete section of strippers.
Like a convention was going on.
And they were allowing them to dance in the aisles.
It was crazy.
And it was a commercial flight. It wasn't like we were on the private situation.
OnlyFans Airlines.
Yeah. Wow. Huh. That was crazy. Anyway.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 7 o'clock. Straight up, you're waking up with Kiss 98.5.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.